last week on Discount Heroes.
Yeah, but I turn back midair as I'm hurtling towards him and come down with a two-handed axe strike.
He continues hacking and coughing and then throws something up. It's Nox.
Conjure another Ring of the Grammarian on my hand. I'm going to cast Wall of Tater.
Continues to cough up whatever it's coughing up, and an ogre comes out.
Ogre, you see that anyone attack my friends, take the hit for them.
Vomits up a live monster octopus that starts thrashing around wildly. Thrasher. You forgot the context, which makes this situation make sense to you.
Whip out my lightly glowing rod with a T-Rex strapped to the end.
You try to retract it, he doesn't let go.
I'm going to try to shove the other Nox back in the mouth to plug the hole.
So Thrasher's backing away, kind of overwhelmed, and then a monstrous tentacle wraps around him.
Help!
And as Kit is bitten, his body just starts to dissolve and he fades away. The large fat wolf begins to grow in size as she screams in terror.
So I have counter charm, so I think I'm just going to mimic the octopus as best I can.
So I'm going to tentacle this tentacled monster. I'm about to show you some gay hentai.
Welcome to Discount Hero.
How's everyone doing tonight?
I'm great.
I'm tired.
It was cold outside. My dick was as small as
Steven.
And I was like, woo.
Tyler, it was 98 degrees outside. I think that's just the size of it.
Poor Steven, though, man.
Shout out to
Steven.
Who would have thought he'd get this many podcast shout outs?
Hey there.
Steven.
I hope you're funny. I sent him a gift basket this week, actually. It had a bunch of miniature fruits in it. Small bananas and small cucumbers. Okra, regular sized okra, though.
Baby carrots.
I don't know why okra sounds like a racist word.
Why?
I said I don't know. Did you not fucking listen to me?
Shut up, you freaking okra.
Yeah, well, you fucking spooby.
I'm just trying to think of how much of this I'll have to cut.
I'm allowed to say something sounds racist if it's not.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do the thing.
No, this is good stuff. This is all staying.
I don't think you are allowed to say it.
Say the thing, Brent.
Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of, real play RPG podcast. Have I not been saying that?
Never said that.
Never ever said it.
I have no idea.
Not one.
Man, they don't even know what we're playing until I say until I say the very next sentence. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D. Wait, I didn't even say the 15 friends part. This is a disaster.
We've done this so many times.
This is not a productive conversation.
Let's just clip in one of the good ones.
All right.
Can't we get AI to make these for us now?
We're getting close.
ChatGPT, what do I say every time?
We've been friends for 16 plus years. And now we... Wait. We played countless hours of questionable D&D.
What is happening?
What is wrong?
What is going on? I'm about to have a fucking heart attack.
Is this a bit?
No, I'm forgetting.
Where's the apple? Just bring it out.
I told you he looked different today. Something about you.
It's that eye infection.
It's true. It's infected my brain. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent.
My name is Brian.
Yeah, no.
Who am I?
My name is Brent. I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
My name's Tyler. I play Cope, Circle of the Stars Druid. He's a satyr.
My name's Dimarok, and I'm so tired. All of these guys is bullshit. I'm played by Aaron, Tiefling Bard.
Is Aaron tired?
Can we speak to Aaron, please?
Is he in the room with you?
In here.
Is David Wallace in the room with you right now?
This is Jared playing the part of I'm the ogre again!
My God.
I'm not, though. It's Thrasher. He's a human. He's a barbarian.
You got to do the donkey thing, then.
A donkey.
And I'm Matt, and I play Nox Longfoot, the gnome wizard. And my bullshit's not going anywhere, Demi.
You could have made it rhyme, bro. My bullshit, you got to deal with.
Oh,
I slanted it. I did the slant thing.
Slant rhyme, yeah.
Yeah, the extra syllables or whatever Matt said.
I was waiting for like another bar where the rhyme was going to come.
No, it's short and sweet, baby. Just like
his dick.
Just like my penis.
Yeah.
Steven.
Shout out to
Steven.
I told y'all I don't go by that anymore.
We are close to being meaner to Steven than that seventh grader was.
No, we passed that.
If we keep this up, Tyler, your dad's going to make us all go apologize.
No, it'd be just as mean if we went up to a seventh grader. Well, no, we can't say that to them.
No, don't say that.
No, we can't say that. Ninth grade.
All right. That one's just for us and the Patreon listeners.
It must be.
Can we at least do like a $1 Patreon?
No!
We should.
We can. Why is Jared so against it?
I don't know.
He gets none of the money.
We still have not received a cake. I'm just saying, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
Or a fan cake.
Stop with the cakes, man. Seriously, Matt.
No, we want the cake in discount packaging.
I don't know. I think that might get seized.
612 The General Avenue, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189. Wrap it up and send it.
They're going to be like, there's no way there's not drugs inside of this shitty cake.
Send a cake down to the General Avenue.
And Matt will eat the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Maybe it's being mailed and they're just eating it before it gets here.
Oh.
That's what's happening.
I stop by on my way home from work every day to check if there's a package on your doorstep.
Send a cake by certified mail. That way we know it will get to us.
Send a certified cake.
Please. So I got a question for you guys this week. Do you want to hear it?
Maybe.
Sure. I don't care.
When you were a kid, what is like a recurring nightmare that you had?
Aaron's, he was at Burger King and a witch came to get him.
I don't get that reference.
Oh no, that was mine.
So you had a dream where a witch came to get Aaron?
No, that was the good part, is when she came back to get me that I was upset.
Okay. At Burger King?
At Burger King, yeah.
What did the witch look like?
I don't know.
Just a with black broom, black...
Black what?
Black. black almost broom. A black broomed. I don't know.
That is just one I remember.
Okay. What you got, Aaron?
So, I always had a fear of needles, and that translated to a horrible nightmares about vampires. Always the same one. Yeah, someone sticking a needle in me and then taking my blood is like the scariest thing I can honestly think of. And so the vampire is like the fucking perfect enemy I get. And every time I had to get away, my feet wouldn't move, or I'd be like running in concrete, and then they would just they would just, you know, chomp down and just
Are you still scared of that?
No, I'm a lot less scared of it. I don't mind. I can get a shot now. But
would they get Tyler at all? Or is it...
No. No, I don't dream about it. It's all about me, baby.
I don't dream about men.
Just to be completely honest with you, if I had the chance, I'd probably ask them if they could bite me and not kill me, and I would join up.
Well, at least you're honest.
I think I would do that now. Yeah. Because eternal life, and I don't really go out in the sun. I don't like going out in the sun anyway.
The vampires were cool, like in Underworld.
They were cool.
Yeah.
You'd rather be a lycan in Underworld.
You could do that thing where you leave a blur behind you when you move.
Love that shit.
Yeah. It just looks like you're walking and you're just going so fast.
We just rave all the time because we can only be up there.
I'll have to ask her if it's okay to leave this in, but I can remember when we were little kids at the doctor and Christy had to get blood drawn. My sister, for those who don't know.
Is that because you pushed her down the stairs?
No, not this time.
She fell.
And I was in the waiting room and I could hear her screaming from the back. They had like four nurses holding her down. And she was just screaming, "No, it's my blood. You can't have it."
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So apparently you and my sister share the same fear. I love you, Christy. You're my favorite sister.
I don't really remember very well because I have a terrible memory. But I remember some sort of reoccurring dream of something that was trying to kill me, and you had to make noise to defeat it, but you couldn't, so everything was silent. For some reason, I feel like it might have been some sort of weird giant anthropomorphic bunny with a knife, but I don't know if that's true.
Probably that one you drew.
You drew your own nightmare.
Yeah.
Probably is.
That's why you drew it. That's what sees you at night.
That's how I see all bunnies.
When did you draw a bunny?
You'd have to be on the Discord.
Yeah, you wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't know.
Brent, you ever been scared in the night?
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
One of these is probably good. One of them was just a really weird abstract dream where it was like I was really small and I kept getting smaller. And the smaller I got, the more scared I was because everything else was so fucking big.
Is that why you're always in the gym now?
Nice. Yeah.
I wonder if that's how Robbie's small penis felt.
It's pretty good.
Goosebumps made me really scared of Slappy, the ventriloquist dummy, and I had nightmares that he was chasing me around. But that was, like, I haven't had one of those in weeks.
Yeah, but the other one was, you remember that cartoon about the bobcat that was a police officer?
No.
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 Oh, wait, yes! It's more like a cheetah.
He was a bobcat. He was a bobcat police officer, and there was an episode where a giant slime thing started coming out of the sewers and it almost killed everyone in the town. And then I would just have dreams where giants, like sludge monsters, were coming out of the drains and bathtubs, and then I guess they would eat me or whatever, but no, most of the dream was just me running away and the slime being everywhere.
Was that like when you had a wet dream as a kid? Just
oh no, slime everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's in my bed.
Now who's the gooman?
Ah, fuck. He is a bobcat. Bonkers D. Bobcat is his name.
That's going to be my next D&D character.
Please tell me he was voiced by Bobcat Goldthwait.
He was voiced by Jim Cumming.
That is not Bobcat. Why was that funny, Tyler?
Cumming.
Any dreams anyone else wants to share?
Nope.
Steven.
Penis, y'all, right? Hey.
Where is it?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was an awkward silence. Donkey!
I heard it got bigger.
I love Aaron's accents.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I can't do it. It's in my head. I can do it.
It got better. Yeah, I get it. That was pretty good. I thought it was fine. All right. So shall we go ahead and begin the game?
Yes.
Fine.
No.
All right. Well, it's up to me. So it's starting.
I'm gonna go get a drink and use the bathroom.
Fine, then I'm going to.
I don't need to pee.
I don't either. I feel like I should, though.
I got my catheter installed right before I sat down.
Hell yeah.
I just pee on the floor.
Last week, our intrepid adventurers were led by Andy to a representation of the slow degradation of her memory in the form of a large fat wolf, and they decided to kill it. Our heroes drew upon every tool in their arsenal, Thrasher drawing the attention of his foes when he could remember what was going on, Demarok cutting his enemies with spinny blade whip and song, Nox doubling up and creating a mouthful, and Cope summoning a greater wall of tater.
That's me, baby.
As they wailed upon the large wolf, with other wolves closing in and other creatures emerging from the wolf's mouth, namely a monstrous octopus and a ferocious ogre. With spell, song, and blade, they charmed their foes and dodged their blows, but as the memory of Kit was torn to shreds, Andy screamed, and it seemed to give these wolves strength. With impending doom looming over our heroes, how will they survive?
Accidentally, probably.
Guys, how are we going to survive?
We gotta beat this puss!
No.
What's going on?
Isn't it obvious, Thrasher?
Specifically, it is Nox's turn. And I got a brief description to just throw you into the scene for a second.
Please do.
An enormous beast of fat and fur looms over you, its body misshapen and bulging from the many meals it has consumed.
Jared, I was thinking the same thing.
I knew.
Bulging from the many meals it has consumed, concealed by the charcoal fur covering the beast.
His fucking hair!
As the wind rustles through the nearby magnolia. This is a magnolia, right?
Yes.
An unsettling chorus of whispers accompany it. Also an ogre and a giant monster octopus accompany it, and also a bunch more wolves. Begin.
Say it right.
And the ogre.
Yeah!
Okay.
Resume fight. It's Nox's turn.
I thought I was prepared for this, and then you re-described the scene, and now I don't feel as prepared.
Can you remind us where each of us was?
So, Kit and Andy were surrounded by the wall of potatoes, which was being eaten through by the wolves. Remember that. Kit was bit by one of them and dissolved and was dusted. And then, Thrasher, you are grabbed in the tentacled claw of the monster octopus, and you have no idea what context brought you into this situation whatsoever. Tyler, you had just... What was the last thing you just did?
I tentacle rotted it.
Oh, yeah. You tentacle rotted the octopus?
I believe, if I remember correctly, he showed the octopus gay hentai.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In the form of the tentacle rod?
Yeah, I tentacled him. But I guess octopuses tentacle each other, so that's...
Yeah, that's normal, yeah.
Just octopus sex.
It's octopus love, baby.
It's weird for you, not weird for the octopus.
Hey, how many hearts does this monster have?
Three.
You know, it's always got to do three things to it. All right. The ogre had been charmed by Demarok and was standing guard over the party, ready to block a blow that couldn't seem to hit. And Nox, you had just thrown your own self into the mouth of the wolf, clogging up its mouth for a turn, and I don't know what I think that's it, right?
Demi cast counter charm and was wiggling around like an octopus.
What does counter charm do?
I don't know.
You did it.
I'll look it up.
Oh yeah, some kind of mind resistant effect. In any case, that's what's going on. Nox, I believe you're right next to both the ogre, the wolf, and the giant octopus. Obviously, Copes is right next to it, grappling on with his own gay hentai. Demarok is...
This is a fucked up scene.
Was this supposed to help me?
Look, somebody had to say it.
Demarok, I don't think you had melee attacked any. I think you were like kind of in between Kit and Andy and the rest of the party. I don't think you had attacked the wolf. So there we go. Copes, Nox, and Thrasher are right next to the monsters. Thrasher's there because he's being grabbed. Demarok is very close, but he's not right next to the monsters. Begin. Nox.
Okay. I am going to rush over to Andy. Past this wild, wacky, inflatable course of nonsense.
Okay.
Maybe run on the potato wall like the Matrix.
Okay. So he will get attacked.
Say it right, the tater wall.
It's a tater wall, sorry.
By the wolf in doing so.
It's all right, I believe in me.
That's a high number. That's a 27.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Barely, though, right?
So the wolf bites you. Take 13 psychic damage.
Okay.
And you have to roll a d10.
6.
All right. You forgot who Demarok is.
Okay. Seems totally normal. But am I able to get past?
Yes, you get bit, you're able to keep moving. It doesn't grab a hold of you or anything.
We talked about this before. Do I not remember who Demi is at all, or do I not remember his name?
It's like you probably would remember given him enough, but it's like it's just gone into like tip of your tongue area. Like,
so he's basically Drux at this point.
Yeah, it's like somebody who you look at and you're like, I know that guy.
Okay.
That's a good guy, I think.
Gotcha.
But you wouldn't necessarily remember any details.
Okay, okay. So Drux. Okay, so I'm gonna slip past the wolf and run past Demi and look at him questionably, give him a weird thumbs up and say, keep up the good work, pal. And slip over to Andy.
Did I get bardic inspiration from that, Brent?
From what?
From that inspiring.
He was a bard, yeah.
Fuck, I never get any.
I gave
one.
A thumbs up.
Yeah, you're the only bard, man.
I know, it's just sad.
I tried.
They just don't have the same spark that you can give to other people.
It's pizzazz.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run up to Andy, who's just, she's just like cowering, right?
That's right.
I'm going to run up to her and try to slip in between her and the wolves. And I'm going to look at her and I'm going to say, Andy, you've got to stand up and you've got to fight. You can't hide. You can't just be afraid.
Okay. Make a persuasion check.
I'm going to do my action. Can I do that before I make my check in case that influences it?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to put my hand on her shoulder and cast mage armor on her.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take the amulet off of myself and slip it onto her, which is an amulet of health. Because we're in the brain plane, therefore it should be on me.
Okay, yeah.
Which should, if I remember correctly, inspire her with memories of a sumo wrestler who fought off wave after wave of enemy.
Okay.
So can I get a maybe advantage on that persuasion check?
Okay, I like that.
Right, persuasion. I've got great persuasion.
Believe in you.
Oh, no. It's a crit fail and a 12. I got a 12.
Oh, no.
She doesn't even seem to be able to look up at you, but you could tell she's listening to you. She stops shaking for a second when you finish talking, but some potatoes fall from the top of the wall down. You see some wolf mouths getting through.
All right. That's my turn. I'll stand defensively.
But yeah, she looks tough. What does the armor look like that you imbue her with?
It's potatoes.
No, it's similar to what mine looks like. It's got the ethereal look, but we'll keep up the trend. It's got some, the trim on it is flowered, looking like that. Her favorite flowers.
Okay. I like that. All right. And obviously she definitely feels something from the amulet.
Yes. She has 19 constitution.
Dang. Okay. And that does something to your health too, to remove that.
Yeah, I don't have 19 constitution. I now have 14 constitution. So my hit points go from 49 to 37.
Is 49 your max?
Yeah.
Damn, now it is Thrasher's turn. Thrasher, you're being held aloft by a giant monster octopus. It's got spikes on it.
Okay, so I spent last term confused and backing away.
Yeah.
I feel like I took that time to examine my surroundings. And, you know, I lost 24 hours of memory, but 24 hours ago we were talking about going into the brain plane, and now I'm fighting an octopus. I feel like I would be able to be like, you know what, probably in the brain plane. Does that seem reasonable to you?
You know, I mean, that's reasonable as a... maybe generous, but a lot of the stuff we do is reasonable, I think.
That's fair. And is the octopus standing? I sound like Tyler now, damn it. is he walking around on those tentacles, or is he like floating somehow?
No, he's not floating. He's on some of his legs, but and he's also grappled by Copes with the tentacle rod.
All right, I don't know if you guys know this, but Thrasher is actually a huge fan of the Harry Potter movies. So, he yells,
Ridiculous!
And then he uses a hit point to put skates on every one of the tentacles so it can't stand or move around.
Yes, I love that so much.
Oh my god.
I'll use 2 hit dice.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I don't know if I'm going to use the roll for anything. Just roll those 2 hit dice for me.
That are 2 sevens.
All right, you forget the last 48 days.
The entire adventure.
Yeah.
Also, I said that are 2 sevens.
You did.
Just, I need to acknowledge that. That came out of my mouth there.
That'll be the episode title.
That are 2 sevens.
And we're 2 sevens right there.
Good timing, because it is the monster octopus's turn.
Yeah. Deal with it, Brent.
Okay, well, I was going to say maybe he doesn't roll, but man, if the octopus rolls a 20, how sick is that going to be?
So worth it.
Oh man, it's going to mean he knows how to roller skate.
He's even more agile.
Oh, wow.
That was the only thing holding him back.
Okay, just a single roll plus 3. 16, but I don't think that's good enough. Oh, and he's being grappled at the same time by Copes. All right, so the octopus starts thrashing, starts flailing around trying to stand up, but is unable to. Actually, it puts Copes in a better position to hold on to it. So before it wasn't fully grappling him, but I'll say since he can't get a firm footing under his feet because of the skates, then he's fully grappled. So now he grants advantage. So he's just doing like a cartoon, like...
I'll put some Benny Hill music behind it.
But yeah, exactly. If we can put that sound effect in there.
If it's not royalty free, we can always have Jared just scream it into the microphone too.
So Monster Octopus unable to act for the moment. All right, now it is the wolves' turn. Several wolves are going to close in. Some of them are going to bite at Nox, and some are going to bite at Andy. Andy's much harder to hit. How much does Mage Armor give her?
I think it's 13 plus dexterity.
Okay, she's pretty dexterous. One hit against Andy. Against Nox, that's probably only one hit against you as well. 18 plus 5, so 23.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
All right, Andy's bit, roll a d8 for me. And you get hit also, so roll a d8 for me.
D6, and the second one is a 2.
So you forget who Copes is. Nox. All right, and as Andy is bit, you see some of the environment start to fade away. You see a few buildings disappear, just completely out of sight, replaced entirely by towering trees. Then it is Demarok's turn.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is it an action to ready an action?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you're just giving your action now to use it at a certain point.
Okay. What a funny scene. So, Dimrock seeing all this danger around us, roller skating octopus and like evil wolves, calls on Sonus and Tremolo to come out of his hoodie, and they start drumming up a majestic anthem. That's an action for my special bardic class. So every creature that I choose within 60 feet gain temporary hit points equal to the number I rolled plus charisma.
Okay.
It lasts for one turn.
Oh, okay. I remember this one. So you roll your bardic inspiration d8 and then add 5 to it.
Ooh, 7 plus 5. I rolled a 7, so everybody gets 12 HP except Kit because he turned to dust.
Does that not work on Kit?
Oh, wait, does it?
Dust Kit.
And then as a bonus action, I cast Kinetic Jaunt on myself, increasing my movement speed, and I avoid opportunity attacks.
Oh, okay.
So I want to run over to Andrea and help Nox protect her.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, I got your back. We'll keep her safe.
Oh, I appreciate it, guy.
Yeah, you too, dude. Pal?
Yeah, man. Pal? Yeah, pal.
Hi, my name's Drux.
You're doing great work, though. I tell you, great work.
It's now Big Wolf's turn. All right, Copes is right next to the Big Wolf.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Big Wolf.
Actually, you're still technically next to it, but you were just grabbed by it. Copes is the ideal target here. Copes is getting attacked.
Whatever. I hate this podcast.
It's a 17 to hit Copes.
Ooh, just missed.
And a 20 to hit Copes.
Okay, you got me. You got me.
Does the 17 not hit? Did you get some armor?
No, they both hit for sure.
Oh.
Okay, I was about to say. Well, you got pretty lucky on the damage. You got 22 damage. And you're bit and you get to roll a d8. Oh, wait. This is a good time for the ogre to step in.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to do it earlier. You're in luck, Tyler. You only get hit by one of the attacks.
Nice. We'll take the 8.
You gotta take the second one. All right.
What does the ogre say when he jumps in front?
Okay. Yeah, Aaron, the ogre is taking an attack for Copes. What does it say, Jared?
Well, I just do the voice, bro. You write the script.
It could be anything. He's about to dissolve after he gets bit.
So he's gonna get bit?
Oh yeah, he's taking an attack for Copes.
And but he doesn't know who Copes is.
That's right, you don't know.
Don't nope that goat.
Not that for sure.
Hey, I'm getting it rolling.
I love you. I love you so much.
Anything we do, just not that one.
No, that's really fair.
Just a different one than that.
Or nothing.
Get a donkey reference.
That's just for you! Damn it!
Alright, as he takes a bite attack from the wolf, and it promptly is dissolved into its mouth.
It's a shame you'll never hear me again!
Beautiful. Well done, Jared. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, but Tyler still took 14 damage.
Yeah, I marked it.
And he gets to roll a d8.
You had 12 bonus damage, Tyler, so you really only take 2 damage.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
My hit point max is 42. I am now at 40. That's a nat 1.
That is, you forget who you are.
Is that real? Yeah. Oh.
So you got to interpret that however you will.
Do I remember who everyone else is?
Yeah, you remember them. I don't know how someone would interpret spontaneously not knowing who they themselves are, but still remembering.
They realize they've been drugs all along, and they've just been seeing it from an outside perspective.
Is Copes just, like, looking up into the sky, like...
It's my turn now, right?
Yeah, but the ogre's turn would have been next, and he just got dissolved.
There are so many potatoes around. Who would do this?
It is your turn, Copes.
Well, I remember... Do I remember doing the potato?
That's the greatest philosophical question of our age.
I hope Cope said that out loud.
Do I remember doing those potatoes?
I feel like Cope would come to and look at the potatoes and be like, ah, yes. Must have been me.
I'm trying to figure out how to play this. I don't know who I am.
You decide to side with the octopus.
Yeah, no, this is an interesting acting challenge, I feel like.
Yeah, he looks around and... looks down at his hooves and he's like, fuck. I think this is a little much. I think I'm just gonna walk away. Like, I think I'm gonna go.
Yep. I didn't know what else to do either.
I think I'm gonna go, It's
a tough one.
So, do you start walking away?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go sit under the tree and try to contemplate.
There is still a giant wolf next to you.
What brought whoever I am here to this moment?
Hey, man, what are you doing? Where are you going?
What do you mean, Knox?
What? Who are you?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What kind of answer is that?
Okay, you don't... Nox, you don't know who I am either?
I've never seen you... No, are you Drux?
I don't know. Am I Drux?
What is happening?
Well, Nox doesn't remember me, and I don't remember myself, but I do remember him.
It's fucking great.
I thought I could further existentiate your crisis there.
What am I supposed to be doing?
Help! We gotta save Andy! They're gonna tear the whole place down!
Why do I care about Andy?
I don't know!
Which one's Andy?
Right here!
Do you point at her?
Yeah. Standing next to her.
I get a 19 to bite you as you walk away.
It doesn't hit.
No!
16 damage, roll another d8.
Oh no.
Now, oh no. What's 40 minus 16?
24.
What happens if I roll another one?
I hope you do it, so let's see.
3.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Brent was way too excited about that.
You forget Thrasher.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you forget Nox, which would have made that conversation so much better.
Ow! What the fuck?
So, yeah, it bites you on the leg.
I'm going to rummage through my bag and pull out the potion I found and just chug it.
He's like, I don't know what, how, who the hell got this, or how.
Yeah. And it is a potion of invisibility, and I'm just going to vanish.
You do have that, right? Is it mine? Was that a mine purchase?
Yeah, okay. It was a mine purchase. I'm just going to vanish.
All right, so Cope's just vanishes, Nox.
Was he even real? What happened to that guy?
What happened to him?
Are y'all seeing this?
You just hear.
Thrash? Dude?
I have no idea what's going on.
I am invisible. Going to go sit right next to the wolf under the tree and kind of contemplate what's going on.
How have you come to this?
Why are all you guys acting so weird?
Yeah.
Can we like get our head in the game, guys? We got to focus.
Yeah, guys, you heard what he said.
Yeah, listen to Nox.
Yeah.
This is not even a little bit an act.
Who am I?
A voice just calls from nowhere.
He's here. I swear he's here.
Where am I?
Who said that? Who is that guy? He's here from over near the tree.
Everybody's in the middle of this battlefield with like their arms up in the air, just like looking around like, what is happening?
That's my action, right? To drink the potion.
Oh, wait, no, we did the bonus action for potions.
Oh, so I still have an action.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kick the wolf as I go by because you bit me.
If you attack, you lose your invisibility.
Okay, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You kick the wolf, then go invisible.
I could drag you, though.
I'm going to climb the tree.
Oh, the magnolia. It's a great tree for climbing, according to Aaron.
They're the best.
I'll use my action to climb the tree and just sit on a branch on top of the wolf and kind of look out over the ocean. Contemplate my choices, or whoever's choices.
Contemplate some choices.
Okay. I have something for you, weirdly enough.
Oh. Is it money? I would like some money, please.
Alright, you sit up in the tree contemplating your own existence. What kind of questions are you asking yourself?
Like,
what am I? Who are we?
Who am this goat? Why did he pick this outfit? Why are there stars all over? What is the universe? And why does he care?
What are board shorts?
Why do I have this tentacle rod?
I guess you just dropped that now that I think about it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I totally did. Yeah.
What is this weird rod? As you sit up there, contemplating existence, you look over and there's a majestic snow owl perched on one of the branches, looking out over the water. But it's not like it was before. It's almost serene, calming. And that's the end of your turn.
Ah. Okay.
I'm so surprised I had something there for you, but I did.
Well, that's why you're the DM.
Well done.
Someone says you're welcome. I don't know who it is.
And now it is Nox's turn.
Okay, so there's like a ton of wolves right in front of me, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't believe.
Okay. There's nowhere to get that we can move to. We've got an octopus on one side and wolves on the other side and potato walls in between us. There's nowhere to run, right?
I will not say that.
Wolves to the left of me, octos to the right. Here I am, stuck in the brain pain with you.
With who?
I have no idea.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna cast Thunder Wave at a second level and try to push everything back.
Oh, okay.
Just to try to free up some space here.
as a gnome, you can stand in Andy's space and actually cast it, because it's like centered around you, right? You blast everything away.
It's a cube originating from yourself.
Oh, it's a cube? Okay. So blast away then.
It's a constitution saving throw. On a fail, they'll take 18 and be pushed back.
Would you prefer to make a spell attack roll? And I'll just abstract it a little bit.
Sure.
And then if you fail to hit, then they'll just take half damage.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. I've got a +7 on it, so I'll just roll. That's a 2. Let's see, before you say anything, I've got an inspiration. Can I use it here to get advantage on this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having you make a roll, so go ahead.
Yep, I'll do that. And that's a 15 +7.
Oh, nice. So yeah, you knock it out of the park. You hit a full cube worth of wolves. A cubic foot of wolf.
A cubic foot of wolves.
Wait, it's 20 cubic feet, right?
How many is that?
It's 15 foot cube, so I don't know how many cubic feet of wolves that is.
That's like half a cubic yard.
It's a lot.
All right, it's 9 wolves.
And then you kind of mentioned the fear, right? You've mentioned that every time it seems like, I don't know, I've got some, you know, I'm going to hold on to that. Never mind.
Yeah, well, I like it when you guys know that I mentioned stuff.
That's why I use counter charm.
Yeah, I've got something, but I don't know if it'll go terribly wrong. But, you know, everything's kind of going terribly wrong. So since Andy is now equipped with armor and an amulet of health, I'm going to pull out the great sword on my back of Sir Thorn Blackwood and hand it to her.
Yes!
Oh.
Sir Blackberry!
And I'm going to say, I don't know if this will let you even be afraid. Take this.
Oh, this could go so poorly.
Uh-huh.
I'm into that.
Okay.
But what hasn't gone so poorly yet?
Fair point.
I have 2 possible options for what I think could happen here.
For how he can hurt us.
Option A and option B.
Oh, no!
Should have gone with B.
Should I just make a roll to determine which one it is?
Why don't we let the listeners decide? So listeners, tweet. We're going to put a Twitter poll up.
Right now.
Get on the Discord. Ask somebody to choose 1 or 2.
Mark D. Smith would do it immediately.
Is he on Discord right now? Hop in. Just ask him.
1 or 2.
I just sent him a message. Hold on.
You just say 1 or 2?
I said pick 1 or 2 to influence this session.
Did you not hear my how many jokes?
No, I did hear that.
That was so good.
Your what joke?
I heard it.
He was asking how many wolves you hit, and I said, how many wolves did he hit?
Oh, I totally missed that.
It's because I was interrupting. I just had to say it. Nothing from Mark?
No, he hasn't even seen it.
Well, just say something as if he said it, Tyler. We'll pretend, and we'll cut it in.
Well, I have to know what he said.
Say both, and we'll pick the right one.
Okay.
Just say Mark chose 1, and then Mark chose 2, and then we'll fix it in post.
Whichever one.
Mark chose 1. Mark chose 2.
You could have just said 2. You didn't need to re-say your shitty Mark chose.
Mark chose Golden Girls. Friends.
I rolled to pick one, and it's
the good option.
They're both good options. That's why I was having such a hard time deciding what to do. All right, so you pull the blade off of your back, and then you move to hand it to her. Correct?
Yep.
I wasn't ready to have to do this, but as you move to hand it to her, a body materializes at the end of the greatsword.
Oh!
What?
A tall, dark figure clad in solid black armor looks like it's made out of bark.
What the hell's going on?
And he takes a firm grasp of the sword, and he looks up at it in surprise, holds it aloft with one hand, just as easily as you hold a dagger, Knox.
It's not that heavy. Anybody can do that. Who is this?
He's just in awe for a moment as he looks around at the sight around him.
I haven't been paying attention for some time, but it seems that 'twas a mistake.
And he holds the blade aloft.
Are you ready to fight alongside Sir Thorn Blackwood?
Hell yeah, I am, Thorn. You came just at the right time. Things were getting dire.
Yes, I don't know.
Is that a wolf joke?
I think. Maybe.
Yeah, I like.
The tall, dark armor clad figure wielding a great sword.
Hell yeah.
Stands at the ready alongside
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weaklings, stand back, for I am Sir Thorn Blackwood, slayer of the demon Zalgaroth and the armies of Malkath.
Malkath not from Skyrim.
I think that's Markarth, but I think Malkath is Lord of the Rings.
Okay, close enough. So it's bit either way.
Yeah.
We don't know where we took it from, but it's probably somewhere. Thrash! Other guys! I got backup!
What do you need backup for?
Is that Sir Blackberry?
So this is the only person everybody remembers?
That's true.
But we all remember that that was the guy who lives in your sword, right?
I would assume so.
Lives in somebody's sword.
Yeah.
Is that the guy in the sword?
It's the sword guy!
Yeah! It's Sir Blackwood! Burn!
Who am I?
Your copes! The satyr! The one from...
Oh, look, an owl!
Wait, no. You're from the glade!
I stopped talking after that. I'm looking at the owl.
Well, that was unexpected.
Wait, there's an owl?
Is that an owl?
Who?
Who?
Sir Thorn, we gotta protect Andy here!
Who is that?
The halfling!
He points at that one.
Yes! Not the giant octopus, the halfling.
On roller skates.
On roller skates.
Yes, seems like a dangerous foe indeed. Let us have at them.
And he'll roll an initiative.
Can the octopus do a giant spin move now that he's on skates?
Well, he has to be able to control his skating first. But yeah, that's what he's going to try to do that. Well, maybe Andy was a little frightened by the man who yells suddenly appearing.
The comforting voice of the creepy dude that just summoned out of a sword?
Seems reasonable.
I wonder what she thinks about Nox. Because she knows him as just like Nox like forever ago, right before he left. And now he's like whipping out these giant swords and like competent in battle.
He's the one who Nox.
Alright. Alright, it's Monster Octopus' turn. He's going to try to control... Oh, it's Thrasher's turn, sorry. Go ahead,
Monster
Thrasher.
Octopus.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I was after Nox. Did you spend a hit dice on that? Or it just happened when you tried to hand it
to him? Tried to get rid of the sword, or hand the sword off.
Thrash looks up at Sir Thorin Blackwood.
Yeah, that's you know his name.
Yeah, yeah, he's... looks at that and looks over at Nox. Then he looks down at his axe, thinks to himself...
Does that work with, like, any weapon with a dead guy in it?
And then he holds his axe out like he's going to hand it to somebody. If you don't give this to me, I'll spend the rest of my hit dice, damn it.
Hand it to me.
Oh, no. What I think happens is you hand your axe off and you hand it to yourself.
Ooh. All right.
Other Thrash.
Oh, it's Brain Playing Thrasher.
Yeah, he's back.
Dual Thrashers.
I hate the way you play. Can't you just hit the octopus with your weapon?
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna murder you. I'm gonna murder you. This is my confession. If Tyler's dead by the time this comes out, it is me. Can we hit? I don't know how much of my turn that took up.
Oh yeah, you can attack.
Can I rage?
Yeah, I think you were already raging. Maybe not. Oh,
I was not, because I was hiding for that one turn. And then I made roller skates on another turn.
Yeah. Oh, got you.
Okay.
We rage.
And then we hit. Are we doing it like last time where it's just double damage?
No, just roll twice now.
Well, four times?
Three times. He only gives you one extra.
Three?
Only gives you one extra.
Psh! Shove him in the wolf's mouth!
That is going to be a... The lowest is a 14.
This is against...
Wait, what did you say, Matt?
I said shove it in the wolf's mouth. was a joke. That's what I did.
Oh, by the way, that was the thing I missed last time where I came back and you guys were all laughing. I was like, oh man, I missed something good. Was you shoving you into the mouth? I'm going to hit the octopus. We're going to hit the octopus.
Okay, those all hit.
Cool. 16, 14, plus 12.
42.
42.
No.
Plus 6 to each swing.
Yeah, because he's raging, so he gets more.
Yeah, that's what, okay, that's right.
Yeah, because I'm raging, so it's an extra plus 2.
Yeah.
All right, you chop off a few of its octopus arms.
If only there was a better name for those.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Great job, Thrash. Thanks, Thrash.
They're actually not tentacles.
Are they not?
No, they're called aticles.
They're not.
What are they?
Their arms.
I think it's got like 2 legs and 6 arms.
I don't think that's right. But you're the ocean guy and the animal guy.
Yeah, they're arms.
You chop off 3 arms. Hell yeah. Correct stuff. Zach won't be mad at me.
Way to go, Double Thrash.
Thanks, man.
If it only has suckers at the tip, it is called a tentacle.
Good to know. I was going to make a joke about a sucker at the tip.
Yeah, I thought about it.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, just fun facts about the ocean.
Fun animal facts.
Yeah, that's all it was.
My brain can't help it, man. It's always prepared for something filthy when we're recording.
Mark said 2, final answer. Which option was that, Brent?
That was option 1, 2. Sadly.
Why did you not lie?
No, say it was 2, bro.
Brent. Let's try that again and you not fuck up my bit.
hey, practice round. Hey, Brent, what take is this of your line that you're supposed to say, huh?
2.
Hey.
They held it. Just clip it in really shittily and then we'll tell him that we didn't wait.
The monster octopus fails to control its movement on only 5 legs. That's an extra disadvantage. And it flails around wildly, attempting to right itself.
They're actually arms.
Arms. Flails its legs and arms. It's 2 legs and 4 remaining arms.
They're all arms. I was wrong about that.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Do the math.
2 and 4 is 6.
Yeah, you said 3 were cut off.
Oh, 3. Damn it. You're right. That is one more than I said. 5 legs remaining. None of them are working well because of the skates. And it's the wolf's turn now. So you just blasted a bunch of them back, right?
Yes.
All right. So they're going to close in, but only a couple of them are going to attack you this time.
Yay.
Andy cowers in fear. That's 2 nat ones for the wolves.
They miss.
They sure do.
It must be Sir Thorn.
All right, so that is 1 hit against Andy as she gets bit, and Sir Thorn Blackwood is going to intervene and impose disadvantage on that attack roll.
All right.
Jared, what just happened?
There's a bug in here.
He swings his greatsword and bats the wolf away as it attempts to bite at Andy. Alright, wolves are closing back in after you blasted them back. You defeated the ones you attacked, but they're coming in still. Alright, now it's Thorn Blackwood's turn.
What strange situations you find yourselves in.
Ew.
Is this not normal?
Well, no, it's actually quite normal for me.
Is it normal for me?
I don't know.
Who is that?
I have no idea. He won't leave us alone.
Where is he?
I don't know. I think he's a ghost.
Is he a foe?
I don't think so.
Am I a ghost?
She can hear us.
Is he a ghost? Am I a ghost?
Are we all ghosts?
Are we ghosts?
What are you guys talking about? You're not ghosts.
Am I a ghost? I don't think so.
You're a gnome and a sword and a satyr, and we're fighting an octopus with 5 legs.
Right you are, horned man.
Those are arms.
I tell you, the horned man's on it today.
And, Sir Thorn is going to do a wide sweeping swing and try to bat the wolves away. And he does a swing. He doesn't manage to hit any of them, but they back off a little bit. He's swinging wildly. And he even swings all the way around, but he brings the sword up enough so he doesn't chop yours or Andy's head off. That's how good he is.
But he didn't hit anything.
But he didn't hit anything. Well, he doesn't hit you either, so, I mean, it works in your favor. All right, Demarok's turn.
You skip me.
No, you go last.
Fuck me.
You rolled a one.
That's true. I have it written down.
I have something I can do, but I don't know if it's bad.
When has that stopped any of us?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, like...
You gonna give somebody else a belly button ring?
No.
Please, for the love of God.
Quick, give Sir Thorne a belly button ring.
So while taking guard and trying to protect Andy and make her, you know, feel safe, I decide to cast Enhance Ability on her. Whip up my drum and drum up a quick action. The wrap of my drumsticks, a little spell shoots towards her, swirls around her in a very, like, calm way. A very, like, safe way. I want to give her Bear's Endurance. Advantage on constitution checks and gain 2d6 temporary hit.
Okay.
Andy, there's nothing to fear. With me and these three weirdos, you're definitely going to be safe. And then I want to dash away. Oh, wait, how close
did I dash away?
Jesus.
I do. I dash away.
She's like, doesn't even have a chance to respond.
You're going to be safe. I'm here. And then I run away.
It's a touch action. So I put my hand on her shoulder and say that and then just dip. And I want to head within range to attack the wolf on my next attack.
Okay. All right. Roll a persuasion check for me.
Would you say perform it?
Persuasion, man.
You should be really good at persuasion.
I would assume so.
I am. It's my best. I got a 19.
All right, she stands up and looks at you for a second before you run away. Looks at Nox and Thorne Blackwood. Hold on, I gotta remember the voice again. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
You're not afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
What is there to be afraid of?
And she looks at you. What's up with him?
No idea. I don't even know who half these people are.
Do you know him?
I think so.
You know me?
Who is that?
It's all about inner confidence. Just think you're brave and you'll be brave.
I tell you, the dude with the horns has got great advice, though.
Okay. And then it's Big Wolf's turn. All right, Big Wolf attacks. It claws at the nearest person to him, which is not Cubs anymore. Not Demarok, not Nox, and Thrasher, you might be somewhere nearby?
He's at the octopus.
Yes, shredding it. So the big wolf lazily moves forward, it seems kind of slow, and then attempts to claw at it, and you see it starting, its throat starting to bulge like it's about to cough something up. It misses with an 11.
He dodges deftly.
Ogre is destroyed because he got bit. Cope's turn.
I'm going to use my ring to cast Speak with Animals.
Other ring.
And I want to talk to the owl.
You're still sitting up there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say, who are you? And who am I, if you know that?
If you know that? Okay. You say this into the owl's mind.
Asking Brent the tough questions.
You really, I mean, you're asking, it's like, who are you? You don't even know the answer to that question.
Well, I asked who he was first, or she, I don't know.
Okay, so, who am I?
Yeah, or me.
I am, and you are, who you are.
That's the least helpful thing I've ever.
A name doesn't change who you are.
Huh.
I am what I am. I am the memory that I am.
What memory are you?
And you get a tiny little flashback type image. You can see Andy sitting atop the same tree on one of the branches looking out over the water at the monster octopuses and monster dolphins fighting. And it's such a serene scene.
Majestic.
Yeah. It's so serene. And you see this snow owl just perched among the trees, strong and stoic looking. Just watching over. Brings with you a sense of familiarity. Like this is an old friend. In the flashback.
Do you know Andy?
It nods, and you get a sort of like a paternal, maternal instinct from the owl.
I think if you maybe kind of flew down there and just, you know, sat with her, she'd feel better. She looks kind of scared.
Turns around. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. But it turns around and says, who? I can hardly remember.
Oh, her. And I pointed at it.
The owl starts to swoop through the air. As it jumps off of the branch and swoop, it grows in size. You remember, you saw it much larger before. This is the same one you saw earlier.
That's what I tell people to.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, so the rest of you, you see an enormous snow owl swooping down from the tree.
Gumdrop! It's Gumdrop!
Andy, do you know this guy?
The owl perches. It just lands on her shoulder, startling her just a little bit, but as she looks up, she smiles at it.
I remember you. Strong and powerful looking, just like I remember you. Always watching over me.
And then it's Nox's turn.
Is my action to use the ring?
It is an action to use that ring. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure.
That's fine. I was going to use a hit dice to give the owl laser vision. But we'll... we could... Maybe it'll come back around. Yeah. It's your boy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I never thought that was how you're going to finish that sentence.
Is it a bigger owl?
It's almost like the perspective changes as it swoops down. Like, it seems to grow larger as it gets closer to Andy.
So there's like a 6-foot owl on her shoulder or what?
Yeah. Just, okay. I didn't think about fully through my description there, but yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Do I still get a movement?
Yeah, you didn't move, so yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to hook my legs on the branch and flip upside down so I can get a new perspective on this fight. Maybe it'll inspire me.
Why is weird ghost guy chirping at birds and hanging upside down?
You can't see me.
Oh.
You can't see him.
Why is weird ghost guy chirping like a bird?
Ooh, yeah.
He's an owl. I knew something was wrong with him.
Ooh.
As this new owl flies up and lands by Andy. I mean, I guess why stop there? I'm going to grab a hold of the owl's talon and say, keep her safe, protect her, and cast enlarge on the owl. And we'll just go ahead and double that size up again.
Ooh.
She's just going to sink into the ground like a fucking nail. Like, it's fucking 12-foot owl standing on her shoulder.
Fly, you beautiful bird.
Fly, you foul.
Excellent.
Find out.
And then I strike a cool pose with my bonus action. It's cool. It's like super dope.
What's it look like?
Like unfathomable, really.
It's like super sweet.
Super hot.
Thanks, man.
All right, so I want you to roll a persuasion check, but I'm going to give you double secret advantage on it.
Okay.
Ooh. We got multiple things contributing here. This seems to be a little bit better than normal advantage.
Okay. So do I roll 3 dice then?
3 dice.
And they're all going to be so bad. I'm so doing that 20 here. It's a 12 plus 1, 13.
Oh my god.
A 13. I do like the enlarge effect, so I'm going to take that into account.
The 14.
14. So she looks a little bit prouder. She looks maybe a little unsure of herself, but she's not shaking anymore. Seems like this owl's presence has brought a sense of calm to her. Let's see. Roll a perception check, everybody.
3.
Nat 20.
Nice.
You see the wolf's eyes begin to shrink a little bit. All of them.
The dogs are getting smaller.
I noticed it.
I hung upside down to get a new perspective on this, and it looks like they're getting smaller.
What are you talking about?
The dogs. That's who?
Who?
Nox, that's Coates. He's just doing his thing. You're Coates.
That doesn't sound like a name at all.
Yeah. The satyr from the glade. Do you remember Jiraiya?
The dogs are definitely getting smaller.
Come on, Andy. We got them right where we want them. We're winning.
I don't have a weapon. What can I use?
Use a hit dice, damn it. Come on.
Oh, let her use a hit dice. Oh, yeah, that's good.
She's a wizard, right?
Yeah.
I know she's a wizard.
Tell her to imagine. Yeah.
You're a wizard, damn it. Make one.
You're a wizard, Andy.
All right, she looks at her hand.
Yes, you gotta say that.
And you see a hilt materialize in her hand.
No.
Nice.
No.
What kind of hilt was it?
Like, we were so close.
Bandos. Rodderman. Hey.
It's got a pommel of copper and zinc. All right, so you just said those words, Nox, to her. You reminded her that she had some kind of power, some kind of magic. And she looks up as you finish that sentence. She stands tall, finally. It's almost like when she stands up, she seems a little bit taller than you remember her.
Son of a... Or than I remember or than me?
Well, than you remember her, which is however you interpret it. Not all about you, man. It's, you got short man syndrome here.
It's mostly, though. Damn, Andy! When did you get taller than me?
But she stands with majestic owl, Nox, not majestic, Thorn Blackwood, Demarok safely defending from a distance, Thrashers thrashing nearby, wondering what's going on. She stands. I do have magic. I have magic. And as she says that, a small little platinum hilt of a blade appears in her hand. She looks down at it and says, "I'll never forget the first time I cast the spell." It was like the first time I held true power. The blade spontaneously erupts into existence, a blade of brilliant, shining force and energy. Power to protect myself.
Why'd her accent change?
The power, that's the same. That was the same.
That's me again. We're just doing this every time now.
I can't.
You have to.
I can't. It's got to be, I don't know, Buff Andy.
Jared, you made this decision, so do it as the roller skating octopus.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, look inside yourself and find it, because the people need it.
Oh, yes, do that.
All right, hang on. Let me get into the headspace of a roller skating octopus.
Okay.
Come on, Jared. You got it.
Okay, I'm bloody octopus and I can't do this myself, but thank you all for listening to Discount Heroes. You will get new episodes every Thursday, and questionable results they're guaranteed. Oh god! Okay. Yeah, you can find us on Discord. We got a link tree for all this thing. Catch us wherever you are. Yeah, come hang out at the Discord. Me and the ogre will be over there.
We're gonna cut three of his legs off.
Those are my legs!
Those are arms, actually.
Who am I?
These guys don't know anything about octopus biology. Anyway, so we'll see you next week on Discount Heroes.
You have three hearts!
Questionable cephalopods are always guaranteed.
Jared, you're on outro duty from now on.
Yeah, really.
Jared wins.
Yeah.
It is the greatest outro we've ever had.
Let's cut all the cum stuff out. I'm ending my recording.
That was it.
We're going to cut all of it out, but we're going to leave that part in.
I'm fine with that.
Cut that. Cut that from the podcast.
Oh my God, you can't say that. That one's just for us and the Patreon listeners.
It must be.
I didn't say that. Jared said that.
He was gonna say that.
Yeah, I'm a monster.
You can't say that.
I didn't like that. Then cut all this, please, for the love of God.
Let's leave that out, please.
I'm gonna cut it.
Hey, whoever edits this episode, do not send it to me with this shit in it. You take it out. Delete it.
I hate it, but it is absolutely going on.
That's a good punk. Oh,
I'd say take a drink, but that can't make it into the episode, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Please do not leave me saying.
This all has to come out. Cut it. You have to cut all of it.
Oh, you have to cut all of it.
No, it's bad.
You have to cut all of it. Aaron, are you drinking soup out of a bucket?
Okay. I'm so hungry, bro.
Sorry.
But yes, I am drinking soup from a bucket.